Hello, welcome. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to episode 74 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show, and let me tell you, we've got a big show today.
Do we?
Actually, yes, I don't think you realize, Tim, but there's a lot. So you coming to me like, hey, I got an idea for this thing, and I'm like, oh, wow, all right.
I should have gone pee before we started this.
Really? Really?
Well, if it's going to be long, I mean, come on.
All right, well, the first thing we're going to do is start out with, you're not going to believe this, but it's time for Trivia for You.
What?
Ooh, I know.
We're bringing back all the old trivias, huh?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play a video game song, and the first person to correctly guess which video game this song is from will get a free 2P Start t-shirt.
Wow, that's big time.
That's how good I feel about this song. That's how much I feel like no one's going to know it.
So you're basically making it impossible.
No,
therefore,
no,
you
well,
won't
it's
have
a song,
to give out a shirt.
It's a song people have heard almost every week now, but they might not have known that it came from a video game, and if they do, they probably don't even know which one it is.
Well,
so here's the
why
test.
Why don't we just say the first one to guess it gets $1,000,000?
No!
Because no matter what, no one's going to get it.
No, because there is a possibility someone's going to get it. I mean, if you want to front the $1,000,000, go for it.
That's quite a gamble. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
All right. You ready to take a listen?
Let's do it. Oh, yes. Very familiar.
And now you're able to see all the tag information, so you can see what it is, right?
Yeah, and I still don't know what it is. I'm looking at the box art, I know the name of the game and the song and everything, and I have no idea what it is.
It's one of my favorite games.
Wow.
It's not going to be in my top 10 list, so don't go looking at that for clues. But,
top 11?
No. There you go.
There you go. Wow.
Do you want to do some internet loot?
Let's do it.
It's time for a little bit of internet loot.
What is internet loot for those who might not know?
I don't even have it in my show notes. Well, you know why I don't have anything in my show notes? It's because I could never think of a good way to talk about how we find treasure, we find booty on the internet and present it to you.
Every time you say booty.
It breaks the show down, but yeah, we find certain things on the internet that we think would be good for the show and things you guys might be interested in, so take it away, Tim.
Yeah, I just saw this today, actually. Joystick posted a link to neogaf.com, the forums there, and they have been putting together a collection called the Gaf Collection. It's basically kind of artistic box art. I think we should show some of this off. Let me show it to you here, Ray.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we're posting some pictures up now in the M4A feed, if you are lucky enough to be listening to such a feed.
This is this nice Shadow of the Colossus.
I thought you were going to say Shadow of the Hedgehog. I was getting excited.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are very simple, but you know, it's like you get the standard box art in a game and they all start to look the same because they have the same little tag at the top and and all the information like the ESRB ratings and stuff like that. So it's kind of nice. Like when I got the Okami box art or when you made the Smash Brothers box art, that's very refreshing to have something very different like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this collection very, very interesting. Some of the...
The WarioWare Ink one is great.
Yes, I was just looking at that one. That one's awesome.
Now, have you ever played that minigame?
WarioWare Ink? No,
that's one
I haven't.
Of the levels in the game is jumping rope. Yeah, some of these are pretty cool, and some of them are what I would consider to be graphic design nightmares, but for the most part, there's some cool stuff here.
Pikmin 2 is interesting. I think Animal Crossing is horrible.
it's kind of weird. It looks like a scene from The Happening or something, you know?
Yeah. Portal is pretty cool. I thought you would enjoy the Killer 7.
Yeah, the Killer 7 one's very neat.
So I thought that would get your attention.
Yeah, check some of those out. There's some cool ones there.
So yeah, post a link there, Ray, and maybe your favorite game. Those of you out there, you'll find something more interesting to put on the boxes. So,
well, that'll take us to Comic Talk. We've been off the air for a week now, so we never really got to address Wind Waker Heartbreaker or the April Fools that ensued with it.
That was a lot of fun.
That was really funny, and you know, it was surprising to me.
Well, first of all, we had a hard time deciding what to do for April Fools, right?
There's something I want to do that I've been meaning to do for a while that I still haven't found the right time, because it's going to take some time to work on. And right. I'm like, I can't get that done for April Fools. It's just not going to happen, so we need to do something else instead. And aside from that, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that for April Fools and just have it written off as an April Fools joke instead of just a great joke in general.
Right.
Because that seems to happen a lot. There's so much stuff on April Fool's Day that you can kind of, you know, ignore. Yeah, so on Monday night, we decided to do this, because I hadn't even started on the comic yet. Monday night, we're like, you basically brought up the idea of, like, what if they could only load, like, a little bit of the first panel, you know?
Yeah.
And then our ideas just rolled from there. I laughed a lot over the phone, first of all, so yeah. I knew it was funny. I was like, that's such a great idea. And so we actually created like 6 different versions of the comic, each with a little bit less or a little bit more of the image showing, so that if you were to come back to the site after about an hour or so, it would be slightly different, and it might make you want to keep trying to refresh.
We were just begging for page views, basically. Yeah. Just trying to hit traffic up there a little bit.
Oh, it was great, too, because you were like, okay, I'm going to make some fake Gravatar accounts. And I'm going to start posting messages like, oh, I love the comic. Or, you know, like, I don't know what your guys' problem is. I see the comic just
the
fine. The punchline
is
that.
Hilarious. And, you know.
But you were off the ball that morning.
Well,
it seemed like...
Unfortunately, it was a busy morning at work and stuff. So I really couldn't even get online. In fact, yeah, I couldn't even get online till like 10 o'clock almost or something
Jeez.
Like that. So I was like dying to see what was going on, and
yeah, because for
if
a number
were
of
upset
comments,
or...
people were like, "I don't get it. Like, what's going on? I can't get it to load." I'm like, "Yes, it's working perfectly." And then somebody just had to throw out, "Oh, I just figured it was an April Fool's," and that's when the dam broke, basically. So I'm like, "Tim, we need your fake Gravatar to, you know, patch the holes on this and keep the thing running." But that didn't really seem to matter, because it's like, as even after like, you know, 20, 30 comments about it being an April Fool's joke, we would still get comments from people like, why can't I love the image, you guys? And
well, the thing is, I think, you know, if you go to 2P Start, you see the comic and you can post a comment, but you don't necessarily see all the other comments until you go to that individual page.
Gotcha,
so I think a lot of people are like, you know, still didn't know what was going on. So on the one hand, we didn't want to give away, like, put up the whole comic after a couple hours, because
right.
we need that 24-hour time frame for everyone to have seen it. You know, maybe
yes.
you only check it at night or something, you know?
Right.
And
to me, this was like the perfect April Fool's joke, because we weren't taking away anything from anybody, you know?
Right.
We weren't, like, damaging something. We
well,
weren't
like,
leaving a mess for them to clean up. We weren't embarrassing them in front of their friends or anything. It's just a very simple way of messing with people.
Well, an example of a bad April Fool's joke was in Japan, that one website said, oh, the, you know, Final Fantasy, or was it Dragon Quest IX is out tomorrow. Go to this store and they're selling it early or something. And like hundreds of people lined up overnight to get the game.
Oh, man.
It's not supposed to be out for like another month or something. And I just feel bad. I mean, they're stupid for not trying to confirm confirm it elsewhere. But yeah,
right.
I mean, that would be a really bad. I would be upset if that, you know, somebody did that to me.
By the way, can you hear that car alarm going off? Oh,
no. Why?
Because I just don't want it in the recording.
Oh, okay. Sorry, no, I couldn't hear.
Who is that? Oh my gosh! Get up! Turn off your car alarm. Yeah, it was, I mean, it was kind of sad that so many people seemed upset about the joke. You know, it's like, some people just can't seem to take a joke, but yet, on one hand, I wanted to say, like, man, some people just don't have a sense of humor, but I'm like, well, they do read our comics, so...
What does that say? Yeah, it was...
I thought it went off really well, which it'll throw me to my early suggestion box here, which goes to Mandalorian, who said, before the April Fool's thing was even over, he said, comics like these are the reason I keep coming to this site. You read through the comic once, and you don't really get it. It's only after you read through it again, and the joke finally sinks in. And when it does, you find yourself disturbing everyone in your household with laughter. 5 stars to be starred. And I turned to Tim, and I'm like, hey, did you leave that comment? You're like, no, did you? I'm like, no. Like, awesome.
We got some of our fans doing our dirty work for us, faking everybody out.
It was great when people like him and GX Echidna would actually contribute to it a little bit, you know? Like, take what's the funniness of April Fool's joke and continue the humor into more funny ways, and instead of just, you know, being upset and bashing on it or whatever. But it is interesting to me how entitled some people seem to feel. Like, where's my comic sort of mindset, you know? Right. Like, I demand to see it. It's Wednesday. I demand to see it. It's like, come on, people. Like, first of all, yeah, it wasn't done, all right? I only had the first panel done by that point.
That's the real truth there.
So if you want to see the full comic, you would have seen the first panel. You would have been like, oh, where's the rest? So, so that night I worked on it some more and got it finished up. But
well, and that was my fear, was that there was going to... It's like... What if everyone's really, really mad, and it's like, okay, not funny. Everyone's like, not funny, guys, you know, whatever. And it's like, well, we're kind of screwed because we can't put up the comic till tomorrow anyway. So we're just going to keep pissing people off.
We almost kind of wondered, maybe we should leave it like that. Like, that could be the joke for that week, you know, that it was the April Fool's comic. That's all you saw. But I was like, no, we should still probably finish it off. And
well,
so we got
the good news
worlds there.
The good news is we actually did have a good comic idea. It wasn't just like, let's put up half a picture of Mario and call it a day, and that's funny because it's April 4th.
Right, right.
Like we had a full concept, and honestly, talking about the comic itself, I thought it was a great comic.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, like I was saying in this week's post is, you know, we haven't done Toon Link ever, I don't think, right?
No.
And we really haven't had Link in a comic, except for the Evolution comic.
Yes.
And, you know, we both love that game, Wind Waker. And
oh my gosh, I love that game.
That's an amazing game. So it was kind of fun. I mean, almost like I could do Link comics, you know, for a year and not get sick of them. It's like they're so fun to look at, you know?
And some of that is, I mean, it's easier than it looks. I mean, because some of it is just applying brush styles to the lines, to the strokes. So it gets that kind of artsy brush look without any more effort for me than just a clicking on a brush style and changing how thick it's going to be. So on one hand, that's insanely easy for me to do because it actually looks quite crappy without the brush strokes. Like, if I just, I should actually do a version, look in the podcast now, I can show you an image of what it looks like without the brush strokes, and it's actually kind of lame. So it's nice when I can find little tricks like that can make my work better. I normally don't like doing things like brush strokes just because it seems like a cheap way out. It seems like, oh, here, I'll just turn on all these magic effects to make my artwork what isn't mine, essentially. Especially something as generic as brush strokes that a lot of people will use from time to time. So,
But then you could say...
It's kind of like when I make music. I don't like to use samples anymore. Sure. You know, it's like, if I pull a bunch of Apple loops into this song, it's not me. It's just me copying and pasting effects and placing them in things and letting it do all the work for me, sort of thing. I'm very much against that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you can just say, well, I'm copying the cheap way that Nintendo went about doing. I mean, I wouldn't say this, but you know, they took a simple approach to their graphics on Wind Waker. It's a style.
Yes.
You know, and therefore you're just, you know, you're copying that style. So whether it's easy or not, that's not your fault.
I don't mind using the brush strokes for a couple comics here with dealing with Wind Waker, so.
Now, if you're using that style for Resident Evil 5, that might be a different different story.
Well, they do use a little bit of cel shading in that game, too, but just not a brush strokes. And what's funny is that even though I was doing this artwork with the brush stroke style, that's not what Wind Waker looks like at all.
True.
It's all just... There's no outlines for anything, really. I mean, it's just like straight colors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more I was going off the artwork for the game more than I was the actual gameplay itself, which makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and then I feel like you did less of that with this week's comic. I see some brush strokes. Maybe it's just less apparent, but it looks more like your typical style. I don't know.
Right. Now what did you like better for last week's comic? The horse by itself or the horse on the train tracks?
Well, here's the thing is I think if it had been one or the other, I don't know, I wouldn't have liked the train tracks. But I like the train tracks coming after you've seen the non-train tracks ending. You know what I mean? It's like, this is a great comic. And then you see the alternate ending, it's even funnier because right. you're seeing a different... You know, it doesn't work as a replacement necessarily for me.
Yeah, it's like at some point I just came up with the idea of like, what if he just laid himself down on the train tracks in front of Toon Link, you know?
Right.
And because like, one of the things I wanted to do with Toon Link on the train was having him go like, woo woo, with his mouth. Like he's like making engine noises. But like the woo motion, like the woo of his... The O shape for his... Basically, Toon Link making an O face just looked a little odd for the comic, because it looked like he was in pain or something with the way his eyes were. I'm like, dang, I'll have to make a smile here. Otherwise, it's like, is he in pain when he's on this train, or what's going on here?
Right.
And so for this week's comic, this one didn't seem to go over quite as well, Track Spirit.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people were pretty positive about it. I mean,
I don't know about that.
Really?
I don't think so. I think most people are like, meh.
Funny,
because there weren't
comic,
many comments
guys.
Left, especially. Think about that. Like, when we had a good comic last week, we had a ton of comments just being poured on. This week...
But a lot of that was April Fool's.
But that was... The fact that we had so many April Fool's comments plus normal comments afterwards, I think shows how good the comic was, because A, they came back, and B... They came back, liked it so much that they left a second comic. Or a second comment. Like, with this week, it was funny, a friend of mine was like, hey, Ray, I saw your comic today. I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, I didn't really like it.
Thanks.
It made me laugh. But, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's like, yeah, all right, well. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can understand that. You know, because it's really not the best thing ever, and he didn't understand the joke of it, really. I mean,
well, that's if you don't know the new game. Then you never get it, right?
Right. He didn't understand that it was Track Spirit instead of Spirit and whatever. And I kind of talked to them a little bit about, like, you know, we're on comic 113, so like like we're gonna have our little down times. Like my brother said before, he's like, you know, the only way you're going to make everyone happy is if every single comic is better than the last one every single week.
And it'll never happen.
That's just not gonna happen. So, I switched the blame game onto you. I'm like, well, technically, Tim's the one that comes up with the ideas. I just draw it. So if you didn't like the joke, you can get mad at Tim, but me, I just have to focus on the artwork for that panel. So that was kind of my goal with this comic, was still making it look really nice. And so hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I personally really liked this one as well. I mean, I think last week's was better. But I thought the comments were really fun this week, because a lot of people were adding their little take on it. Like, oh, if Navi should have been there to, you know... to guide him, or they're, you know, it's like Link at the Olympic Games. A lot of people kind of gave their own, like, second, third, fourth panel to it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think people had fun with it.
Do you want to move on to Suggestion Box?
Yes. Do you have a second one, or no?
No. Well, I guess my second one would go to, what is his name, Hamburger over at Go Nintendo? Goodness
burgers.
Gracious,
I think it's
man.
Burgers.
Burgers? Okay, yeah, like, I almost dread having Go Nintendo post stories about our comic now, because I can pretty much guarantee Burgers will show up and make some horrible comment about our comics. Like, with
well, he's only made a couple
really?
Bad ones.
Well,
who's
the other guy that rips on us all the time?
Yeah, there's a different, I forget the other guy's name, but he did always accuse us of tracing and this and that, so... That was the second person, but I don't know.
It's just frustrating. I mean, it's great, you know. You can not like our comics, that's fine. But really, like, every time we make a Go Nintendo, like, get a Go Nintendo post, you have to be like one of the first people to comment, like, I never liked these people, they're horrible or whatever. It's like, you know, just don't look. Like, we're people. Right. We're just.
Some people are just negative in general. I think we have one of those on our site, so...
You?
No, somebody else. But, you know, people feel the need to complain about free stuff, I guess.
I know. I don't know what it is, but we're trying, people. We try. I mean, I always think back to... I mean, when people are like, oh, man, Tubi Starts really gone down the toilet, or whoever that was this week... I'm like, okay, first of all, if you're going to say something like that, at least, like, tell us why you feel that
qualify
way.
That
you
statement know, like, for us, please.
Like, otherwise, we don't know if we're supposed to take it as a joke or what. You know, if you say, this comic used to be good, then I might be able to smile and laugh. But otherwise, like explain yourself a little bit. That way, we can improve. Like, if you have a problem with a comic, we can go, you know what, you're right, we'll try to fix that next time. Or we'll say, no, we have totally different mindsets about how comics should be, and maybe we're not really made for each other, and... I'll take you off my eHarmony list, but like, give us a little bit of meat to go off of so we can work with you. Work together.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't want to be making comics that nobody likes, but, you know, if only one person says this comic sucks and everyone else enjoys it, then we're probably not going to change it for that one person, I'd say.
Yeah, and on the other hand, it's like, I can still go back and look at some older ones and be like, oh my gosh, that was a horrible comic. Specifically, sure. Bad Company. That's what I always think about. It's like, that was just a really bad comic to me. That was like the lowest point of Tupi Start, in my opinion. So it's like, if you didn't like this
lower
one,
than
like,
Tim's
you know what?
Take?
We're a lot better than where we were still, in a way. So,
yeah.
But then I'll go to like other webcomic sites and I'll read some of their comics. And I'm like, man, this is horrible. And
every
like,
week,
every week, like, am I like the people who come to Tupi Start and say something mean every week or something? You know, like, I guess the difference is I don't say anything to them. I'm just like, I don't like your comic, and I'm just not going to come back. But
yeah, typically, if I don't like it, I'm never going to say anything about it. You know, it's I don't see the point of just insulting it.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot out there that I just don't find funny ever.
It's weird. It's just odd. It makes sense, I mean, but at times people like to get up from their shadowy graves and comment, and for this we have a section called Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from your grave.
All right, our first grave, or, I'm sorry. Many two-piece start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows. Yes, always revert back to the script. Hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. First up, we have Mad Cow, who says, nice comic, guys, and while I'm here, let me grab a shovel so I can rise from my grave.
Very nice. Next comes Nintendude. Various grave rising sounds. I've finally risen from my grave after reading since you guys started the comic. Gosh, what was I thinking? You guys rock, and do a barrel roll. Seriously, barrel rolling is the number one way to stop from being exploded. You should try it whenever you run into an arch rival with a fighter plane.
Thanks, Nintendude. We also have Captain Freetime, who says, what? You guys said you wanted people to rise from their graves. I just felt this would be an appropriate way to do so. With Thriller. And he posted the entire lyrics to Thriller.
What? So keep reading.
No, it was beforehand. There's so much of it. No way.
All right, next is Emo Gavero. Says, okay, I'll throw a bone, rises from grave. I've been reading for a few weeks now, and I have to say, Tubi Start is the funniest video game comic I've read. Wow, thank
you. Who wants comic of the week?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Weird, I'm playing Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door right now. Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door right now. And you used a lot of music from that.
Do you know how to read English, Tim?
Apparently not. I got a little screwed up there.
No, he's right. I'm using a ton of music from Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door because it's awesome. And the thing about Paper Mario is that it goes over so many different kind of styles and themes. There's like spooky things and happy things. And so I have a lot to work with. I can always come back to that game and be like, yeah, there's something here I can grab from if I want to. And it's kind of quirky enough. I think it fits the style of our show. So
yeah.
And finally, Burn Flare, who said, hey guys, I can't read English.
See?
Hey guys, I've been watching this site for a couple of months now, and I decided to rise from my grave. I also didn't want to be mauled by vicious Nazi dogs. Awesome comic and podcast. Keep it up, Tim and Ray. Well, thank you guys very much for all your comments.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys popping up. Hopefully you'll stay on board and let us know what you think. You know, help balance out the "my sister can draw better than you" comments with some of yours, hopefully.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
The more fanboy, deluded fans we can get, the happier the we'll be.
Now, didn't somebody rebury themselves recently?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
We're not going to do that segment.
He popped his head out, went back in. It was good.
If you ever leave the site, please leave a comment before leaving and never coming back, and we'll do a segment on that, too.
Maybe. Well, now I'd like to do a little bit of Ricky Ricky Remix. This week on Ricky Ricky Remix is going to be a little different. I'm going to play a video game remix I did of my own, but never seemed to find its way out into the world. It's a remix of a couple themes from Super Monkey Ball 2, which include Monkey Golf 2 and Monkey Target 2. What do you say we take a listen?
I say yes, let's do such a thing.
To break down, it's like, so Ray, where do we go from here? We're waiting for your command. I say, do this maybe, and then I give up on the song and it never comes out. So there you go. I guess there you guys have it. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I got a few more remixes like that, so I might at some point post those as well, or put them into the podcast if
yeah, that's cool.
It's a little slow, so. Well, now that we just went through a jolly good little 8-bit time, it's time to hit on a little...
Bring it back down.
Bring it back... Let's bring it down, folks. Let's take a moment. Look inside yourselves. Find your inner...
demons.
Find your inner wildfire. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Wahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Jeez. I mean, Black Doom. Mine goes to Sonic the Hedgehog's Facebook page.
Oh, I was totally going to say that, too, because I'm such a huge Sonic nerd that I check out Sonic's Facebook page all the time.
Okay, first of all, I did not know he had a Facebook page.
Apparently you did.
Until I found out about this message that was on it, okay?
Okay.
Not yet. I've been waiting to do that. I've been waiting to find the courage. But here, let me show you a recent poll that was on Sonic the Hedgehog's Facebook page. It said, if you had to choose the next Sonic storybook series theme, what would you pick?
Oh, no.
Film noir?
Wait. No, you're joking.
I'm not kidding you.
We already gave them all the ideas they could ever go with. Hold on. This is unbelievable.
What's interesting is, like, the first time I read the story, it said, if you had to choose, you know, like, as if you're being forced, you know, if you had to choose, which would
be? There had to be another game.
When I went back today to find it again, now they updated it to say, just for fun, if you had to choose, because they probably figured out people are hating them for saying this.
If you had a gun to your head, which one would you choose?
Here, I'll send you the result picture. But yeah, so film noir, Greek myths and legends, horror, sci-fi, or Western cowboy.
Oh my gosh.
Or other.
Yeah, Western cowboy. We need Sonic with a gun again. That's absolutely the first thing we need.
A talking gun, I know.
Oh, jeez. Even sci-fi, that would be like some laser beam, right? Or, oh no, lightsaber. I'm sure that's what they'd go with.
Yeah, the one that ranked the highest, because I think 10 people probably voted, was Greek myths and legends.
Ugh.
But come on, where's the city of Atlantis? Where's the Bible? You know, the Old Testament. Let's do this. Sonic be Jesus. Have him, I don't know. This is just after God.
Yeah, let's not go
there. Great, let's not go there.
Wow, that's, yeah, I wish they gave the numbers, not just the percentages, but how many people voted.
And the comments, too, are probably hilarious. Let me pull that page back out.
Film noir, really?
That's like the first
Sonic
choice.
Sonic is like, oh my gosh. Who would even, why is that even an option?
Alright, let me get the comments here, I want to see this.
Oh dear.
I want to see this in action. I love Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's enough right there. I love Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog's Adventures in Wonderland. Dr. Eggman could be the walrus. Goo goo gajoob. Film noir for me. Anyone else want to see Sonic as a private dick? Shadow is a gangster drug lord, and Sonic is the main cop and Knuckles, the dumb sidekick. This is a film or a game. You get my point, though. Oh man, there's already a lot of comments here. Please, as a die-hard old-school Sonic Adventure fan, I beg you, from the bottom of my heart, with all the serenity in existence, please, please, just don't make any more storybook games. Don't put the Werehog in anything else, and for the love of all that is right, please stop riding on hoverboards. Make a new Sonic Adventure title, or make a console version of an old Sonic game, or just make a non-themed Sonic Rush game. I'm begging you, I've had about all I can take. Make the old fans happy once again.
That must have been your comment, right?
No, it's my daily prayer, essentially. Dear Lord, if it must be, strike down Sonic with a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead, Tim.
Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Capcom. There's been a little controversy here with Resident Evil 5 and the downloadable content, which is always good for a Black Doom War, in my opinion.
Oh, of course.
And basically, they have charged for a versus mode for Resident Evil 5. And a couple issues.
Yeah, their excuse was that it didn't make it onto the disc because they ran out of development time. But since they knew that there could be downloadable content that they could offer, they continued working on it when the game was released, and then they had it ready to go. And now you can buy it for, what, 500 points or whatever?
Yeah, it's like $5 or something. The big issue that everyone has with it is, first of all, it came out like 3 weeks after the game actually came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, realistically, it was done when the game came out, but...
I don't know, but... Well,
but maybe it wasn't tested fully,
It probably wasn't... I mean, because if you think about it, the game could be finished, but it still takes time to print all the copies.
Correct,
get it out
correct.
So there's a week or who knows how long that takes. But, really, I mean, if you're completely done with a game like that, what do you have left to do? It's like when you're completely done with a project, like a big project, and it's like, well, do you want to like make a wallpaper for it now? It's like, yeah, sure. I mean, you didn't have time to make wallpaper while you're rushing to get all the last bugs fixed in whatever program you were making. But now that it's done, you're like, yeah, I have some time to work on this. So everyone's got a bunch of free time now to make this, right? So really, it wouldn't take very long to get it working and functional and get it out.
Yeah. I think the big issue, it's like, The kind of downloadable content that people don't have problems with are, say you have, like, you know, a game that's like some first-person shooter, and there's, like, map packs. So there's new levels that you haven't seen before
mm-hmm.
that you can now play on. Or just completely new content that adds to the game but isn't necessarily an integral part of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it usually doesn't come out for months after... till months afterwards, typically. The first issue is it came out 3 weeks later. So, like with Fable 2, I think there was an issue with some stuff they couldn't fit on the disc, but they made it a patch. Like by the time the game came out, there would be a patch already ready to download, and it fixed whatever the issues were or added the content. And so that was one way to do it. But you know, first of all, there's no new. There's nothing new to the downloadable content that's not already on the disc as far as, like, you know, characters or artwork or levels or anything like that. So the file itself that you're paying the $5 for is, like, less than a megabyte, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are like, this is already on the disc, you're just paying us to unlock it, which has happened in the past and, you know, is a pretty atrocious way to do downloadable content. Now, Capcom says, no, that's not true. It's just code that we're adding, yes, but you know, code takes time to write, and you know, if you have a 1 megabyte text file, that's a lot of code, right? So yes, they're just using stuff on the disk, but the code is what you're, you know, what you're adding to it. So it's, you know, to me, it's like either delay the game 3 weeks and give a complete package, or allow it to be a free feature, because a lot of people were expecting this. Apparently at one point it was expected that there would be multiplayer, and it was never touted as an add-on feature, like a downloadable content.
Okay.
So people expected it to be on the disc, and then they're like, well, we didn't make it, so here it is for $5 more. And to me, you know, and you've talked about this before, is, you know, the issue with downloadable content and online games and stuff like that is, you know, 10 years from now, if you grabbed this game and you wanted to play it, there'd probably be no way to get multiplayer working.
Yeah, because, like,
you know?
For instance, just last night I played through all of Dynamite Heady and Ristar again, and mm-hmm. I'm like, these are great games. And I'm like, what if I couldn't play a couple of those levels anymore because they were downloadable content back then or something? You know, if you were to think in the future sort of stuff, it's like, it's really great to be able to just kind of go to these games and have them be self-contained packages.
Yeah,
and it's disappointing to think that's where we're headed. Like, things that are only going to be what they are for a short while. And I know some of that is inevitable, just because games that are focused around playing online with other people instead of something that you can play just solely by yourself, you know, that's just always going to change, and there's nothing you can do about that. But there's a certain degree of, like. Yeah, you've
when,
it, you've
when it's full on game modes that are not even available on the disc, that's kind of upsetting. You know, it's like there is no multiplayer available on the disc. You know, no 4-player online type of multiplayer available. It's like that's like a full mode that, that would really expand on the, you know, the capabilities of the game, and it's just not there.
Right.
And so,
because I mean, I guess I'm always a person who wants everything recorded in history. Like, I want everything saved. You know, it's great when I play Brawl because it saves all the stats about what everyone's been doing, and so you can always go back and look at that. I just can't stand doing things that won't be remembered later. I mean, they'll be remembered, but they're not recorded. For instance, when I went to go watch my brother perform at a play this last weekend, which was hilarious, and I'm like, I have to go see this because I know if I don't go, there's never going to be any video of it because video's not allowed. And that's the only way people are going to remember this is through their memory only, which is just so depressing to me. so it's like, I need to go see this. Otherwise I'll never be able to see it again. And no one else will, basically. So it's, I just can't take stuff. I can't be a part of something like that. It's just going to disappear. Which is why, like, when I asked you about, oh, do you still have all of our all of our podcast shows on your iTunes? Like, no, I delete them. I'm like, what? Dude, you have to save those. You don't know what's going to happen. One day, well, we can look back through our files and find all our old podcasts, you know, and listen to some of them and cry deeply, but...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think that's essentially what for me, what makes it, you know, so upsetting. It's like... And I mean, I even hate it when... Like with Fable 2, it's like upsetting that the game did that you had to download the patch after the fact. It's like, I would want to wait a year and hope they print a disc that actually has all the content on it, you know? And then you have the whole package there, it's there forever.
But like, this extends to the deepest roots of me, such as like making dinner for myself. You know, it's like,
wow.
This will never be recorded ever again.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm not
no, I'm
that
serious. Like, it's
sentimental.
Like, why? It's like, it's difficult for me to make, like, think about making, like, an amazing Thanksgiving dinner only because everyone's going to eat it and it's all going to be gone that night. And then it's like, you know what? It's over.
So that's the only reason you're not a gourmet chef?
I think so. I think that's part of it. It's in my blood like that. I just can't do it.
So why don't you record? You should go around with a camera and record
there,
your whole
there
life.
There you go. Yes, that's really. I mean, that's what we should do. We should not even have memories anymore. We should have everything recorded. Yeah, and then there'd be no more arguments over, oh, what really happened? Oh, what's your story?
Let's
we
rewind.
Wouldn't have Judge Judy anymore.
That's
well,
true.
That's a bad thing. Maybe I don't want that to happen.
Oh no.
All right. Well, should we close out the show?
Yeah, I think that about does it.
Finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time. The English language is still secondary to me. And we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so you guys can enjoy my choice from the game Room Mania number 203 from the Dreamcast. The song is called My Mashu. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Dude, Facebook, let's move it. If only if it was more like Twitter. Okay, here we go.